to be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnitt Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast. We're so happy to have you here. I've had a lot of iced tea this morning. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm a little vibrate-y, like a little caffeinated.
Do you have freckles on?
Yeah, I have fake freckles on.
Oh, I just noticed. It's cute.
I'm so obsessed with them. I put it on like every day. But yeah, nothing really new, I guess.
Well,
I
mean, you're in New York.
Yes, I'm back. I'm back home. I'm so happy. I honestly, like, as nice as it was to be with my parents, and especially like the last couple weeks that I was with my parents, like, were some tough weeks for me. So it was nice to have somebody forcing me to eat and, mm-hmm. like, you know how parents are. Like, you know how your mom is. Like, she would come in, make sure I had water. Like, things mm-hmm. like that. Or, like, I just didn't have to worry about taking care of myself. I just had to, like, be alive.
Exist.
Which was helpful for me. But it is nice to be back in the city. As I was landing, I was like, oh, shit. I fucking love New York. And I'm so happy that mm-hmm. I'm back. Like, I actually missed it. I'm, like, sad, guys. Like, I'm sad I don't have, like, a fun update. Like, I remember this time last year, it felt like there was so much possibility and, like, the world was just, like, this sparkling, amazing, mm-hmm. like, anything can happen. And I think what's, like, so sad about quarantine and this whole thing is, like, there's that loss of the possibilities. Like, there's a loss of what could happen. It's mm-hmm. like, I know what's going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what my week is going to look like. I know every day of this week what I'm going to be doing, which is fucking nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, going out, like, if I go out and get a drink and walk around or something, you're losing that possibility that, like, even though it was unlikely, that you would go out and lock eyes with some guy across the room and, like, yeah. that would be how you fell in love. You know, like, that's that, you know? Like, you're missing that little possibility of maybe I'll fall in love. And, like, that's sad because I truly have finally reached the point of quarantine. Finally, it took me like 6 months, but finally at the point where I'm like, yeah, I could use some attention. I could mm-hmm. use some male attention in my life. So that's where I'm at. Let's get into this week's episode, unless there's any other update. I don't really have an update.
Boys. I'm moving.
You're moving
to Little Italy.
Which I, like, can, like, for your brand, I urge you to reconsider. I know.
It's just, it's going to be amazing, though. My apartment is so nice, and it's above, it's right on, like, the main street of Little Italy. Like,
the part where there's, like, the little chairs and yes, checkered tables.
Yes, and the arch that that's over the street. You know what
no.
I mean? Yes, yes. Wait, like, one of the arches is connected to my window that says, like, whatever.
Welcome,
like,
to Little Italy.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Alana Vizzoni living in Little Italy is the funniest fucking thing. You texted me that on Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, this is
Dude, it's going to be great, though. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's just you're not as close to me anymore, which is fucking sad.
No, it's so close, though. It's a walking kind, like, a long walk.
But, like, we didn't get to, like, have, like, an East Village summer.
I know. It's so sad.
And you'll be farther from Mike, too. But that means you'll always be over here because...
Yeah, it's true.
No big deal. That apartment, like, that you had, it's a nice apartment, but it's, like, very, like...
It was the worst apartment ever. You don't have to lie.
It's okay. It's a terrible apartment.
It was the worst. I hated it. And I'm living with new people, too. I'm living with my friends, my roommates from college.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
So you're not living with Lisa?
Mm-mm. My current roommates are moving home, actually. Did I tell you about this? No. They're both moving home for an indefinite amount of time, which one of those things that's like, you guys, go do that, I guess. What am I going to say?
You know, you can't be like, no, you have to stay.
No, it's kind of like, all right, go do that. So I'm living with my roommates from college, which is going to be sick. I'm really excited about it, actually.
That's
I think
good.
It's going to be like a different, you know, your friends from college and your friends from home are just different.
They know
the
you.
The vibes are different. The vibes are definitely different. I think your friends from home are more like a family thing. So you don't really try as hard. you know?
Which is okay. I think that's okay for roommates.
Yeah. But in your college friends are more like, what are we doing? Let's go here. Who are we seeing? We all have different friends, kind of, you know?
Yeah. It feels more like a...
It's like college again.
Aw. I wish anyone I went to college with lived here.
That's kind of surprising.
No, everyone moves to Chicago. They all live in Chicago. Every person I've ever met pretty much lives in Chicago, like up until I moved here, which is actually why I'm glad I live here, because I think I'd go crazy if I was walking around seeing people like that I knew all the time. That's that on that, I guess. Let's get into the rest of the episode. But before we do, quick word from a sponsor. This is Noom. You guys already know the drill with Noom. We've been working with Noom for a while now. Noom is the habit change program that uses psychology to teach you how to to teach you how your mind works so you can understand why you make the decisions you make and feel empowered to change for good. You can pick the goals that are right for you, whether it's feeling better in your clothes, which I would like, having more stamina to keep up with your busy life, being more in tune with your body's needs, or practicing more self-care and feeling confident. And Noom personalizes a program to help your aspirations become reality. Truly what I need is to just like make myself like be more conscious of what I'm eating, because sometimes I'll be like, I don't think I've eaten a vegetable in like 2 days, and I don't know how that happened, you know?
Yeah, it's so the worst.
So like writing down what you're eating, like not being calorie conscious necessarily, but being more like, am I eating enough fruits and vegetables? Am I eating whole grains? What am I eating? What am I putting in my body? I think can be helpful. Just in feeling better. And it's great. I really like it. It's based in psychology. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and empowers you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. It's based on a cognitive behavioral approach, and it uses personalized courses to help you reach your specific goals. There's no shaming. If you go off track, you'll just get back on track tomorrow. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I think that if you are interested in getting healthier, that's something that you want to focus on, this is a great start. So there is a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/Ellie. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/Ellie to start your trial today. That is Noom, Noom.com/Ellie. Let's get into these DMs. So I got these two DMs from these two very different girls who are basically asking the same thing, but flipped. The first girl said that, she's like, I only talked to this guy for like 2 months, but I can't get over him. My friends are tired of me talking about it. Everyone's like, why can't you get over it? It's only 2 months. Like, it was nothing. And she said, you know, I've gotten over guys in that period of time before, so I don't know what it is about this guy. Like, am I crazy? What's wrong with me? Like, I'm just sad. What do I do? And the other girl was like, I was dating this guy for a while. It was really easy. We communicated well. We never got in big fights. And then we broke up because he wanted to break up for college. And she was like, we broke up. And since then, I haven't cried or been sad once. Am I broken for not caring about this relationship? I don't understand why it's not affecting me at all. I almost feel grossed out by the relationship and embarrassed that I was so vulnerable with him. It's like the opposite, because the first girl was like, I was vulnerable with this guy. I'm like embarrassed. It's only 2 months. Why can't I get over this? The other girl's like, we fucking dated. And I'm like, he's gross and I don't want anything to do with it. What's wrong with me? I just think that's so funny how you're judging yourselves for the way that you feel about a relationship.
Time literally means nothing.
Like, time means something if you're like, we were engaged for 2 years and then he broke it off. You're like, okay, you were in a thing for a while, that's a thing. But like, really, a relationship, it's like, you can meet someone, have one date, and it can just rock your shit. Or you can be with someone for a long time and then all of a sudden be like, yeah, I'm done, I'm out. And honestly, I feel like sometimes when you've been with someone for longer, it makes more sense to be kind of like, you know what? I felt every fucking feeling with this person. I'm done. Like, I don't have anything left here. I'm not sad. It just had to be over. So I don't judge yourself for feeling something or not feeling something, because at the end of the day, I mean, you're allowed to have feelings about things. It just makes it harder if you're sitting there being like, I'm sad and I shouldn't be sad. I'm not sad and I should be sad. Should has no place in your emotions.
Like, when you miss someone and you can't get over them, it's more about like you're thinking about what could have happened.
What
didn't
happen.
And you're like, oh, like we could have done this and we could have been this and like this could have, we could have become this and blah, blah, blah. So if you've been together with someone for a long time and you break up, like, you might not give a fuck because all of your questions are answered and you're like, well, that kind of sucked.
I
like,
tried.
That meant nothing for me. Yeah. But the 2 month thing, it's like, oh my God, like, I could have, like, literally been in love with this person and we could have literally had babies, but we didn't.
And they didn't give it the
chance.
And
that's why you're sad.
You're sad about what could have been, not what was, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. And sometimes I think we meet someone and it affects us more than it affects them. Like, you feel something that they might not feel. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, I don't know. I'm in a situation right now that's, like, kind of uncomfortable where I ended something and was like, I'm good. I'm fucking out. I don't care
give
about
a fuck.
This. Not even. And it was only, I mean, what was it? 2 months, a month, not even. I mean, it had a lot of buildup, but it really all said it was like a month.
Was it even?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, was it literally 2 weeks?
Literally might have been three. Like, I think it was. And this person is still telling me that they miss me, you know? Like, this person is still, like, sad about it, you know? And it's like, I don't judge that person for feeling that way. It just didn't affect me in the same way that it affected him because everything is personal. Everything affects you the way that it affects you. You shouldn't worry. There I am using the word should. But, like, you don't have to worry about what you think is the right thing to feel because however you feel is the right thing to feel.
Mm-hmm. You can't make yourself give a fuck.
You just,
like, you literally can't force yourself to give a fuck.
And you can't force yourself to stop feeling sad about something that you're allowed to be sad about. You didn't get to have a relationship with someone that you really connected with.
Mm-hmm. What you just said reminds me of 500 Days of Summer. How, like,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
What the fuck's his name?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Levitt? The whole time he's, like, obsessed with Summer, and in his head he thinks it's, like, the best relationship ever. And at the end, Summer's like, what the fuck? I don't care about you like that. And everyone's like, Summer's a bitch, but really she just, like... I thought that was such a good movie because it makes you realize that, like, you interpret things different than other people and that doesn't make them, like, a bad person or you a bad person. It's just, like, how you feel versus how they feel. And you just see the world differently and your relationships differently. You can't force yourself to care.
No. And also, at the end of the day, you're only responsible for yourself. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to be the guardian of your own feelings and your own thoughts and your own emotions. And, like, if you're not feeling something... You're not feeling something. If you are feeling something, that's okay too. But I don't know. I think the misplaced guilt of not reacting the way you think you're supposed to is just causing more pain than you need.
The worst is when you feel like people are, like, tired of you talking about it. Like, your friend's efforts have, like,
the
an expiration
fucking
date.
Story of my life. Like, yeah. I'm like, I've talked about this enough with this person. Let me go find somebody else to talk about it with because
yeah,
I think
worst.
They're tired of me. It is the worst. Like, but although sometimes it does get to be a little like, okay, like, are you?
Yeah, maybe you need that feeling sometimes to be like, oh, okay, I gotta like snap out of my own space and like get over this because this is getting
like,
ridiculous.
Step back from it because the longer I wallow in it, the worse that it is. But sometimes you just need to talk it through. Like, I'm my own therapist for sure. Like, I need to talk about something until I don't want to talk about it anymore. When I don't want to talk about it anymore, I know I'm over it. Like, if the thought comes up, maybe I should say, and then I go, eh, no, it's not worth talking about. Like, that's how you know. But I don't know. I rarely get tired of my friends telling me how they feel about things. Rarely. It has to be like months. It has to be like almost a year where I'm like, okay. I had a friend in high school. This was kind of mean to me. We're still like very close friends, so it's okay. But she was really sad. She had gone on a trip that she really enjoyed. I don't want to give too many details, but she was sad about being home. Like, she was like, I want to go back. But it was, like, just being around. She was so mopey about it all the time. It was, like, 6 months of being like, I want to go back. I'm like, it's been 6 months. Like, you're here. I don't know what to tell you. And I just stopped
this is just the reality.
Yeah.
Like, this is just life. Your life
just,
now.
You're 16 and you live in Northbrook. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. But that was, like, the only time I've ever been like, you have to stop talking about this. Can't even imagine. I don't know the last guy that I like really. I mean, I do know the last guy I couldn't get over. It's just been a long time because I think I'm broken. Like, I think I think there's something wrong with me. I haven't been able to make a real connection in a really long time.
Maybe that's a good thing. It sucks when someone dictates your life and they don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like being completely subject to somebody else's wants and needs, it's like not worth it. Mm-hmm. So not worth it. I don't know. Anyways, I would say we answered that. Mm-hmm. Pretty succinctly. But if you're feeling that way and you're sad or not sad and you're judging the way that you feel, just know that, like, you have the right to feel how you feel. No one can tell you that you're supposed to feel a certain way. I mean, haven't you ever, like, okay, like, this is kind of dark. You ever had, like, a relative die and, like, you know you should be sad, but, like, you're not crying and you're like, what's fucking wrong mm-hmm. with me? Like, this is sad. Yeah, yeah. Someone's dead. But it's like, if you don't feel it that deeply, that's okay. Like, you can still be there for people. You can still understand the situation you're in without having to be overwhelmed by the emotion of it.
No, you
really dark.
No, like, sometimes you don't cry because they're like, you're like, oh, she was 95 and it was time for her to die. So, like,
yeah, yes
this
yes.
is sad, but I'm not going to cry because this is what's supposed to happen. You know
this
what I mean?
This is how life is. And yeah. Like, when a relationship ends and it's just was supposed to end, when anything ends and it was just supposed to end, there's mm-hmm. no point in crying because it mm-hmm. was the right time to do it. I mean, you can cry if you feel like crying, but if you don't, you don't have to feel bad about that. I mean, did you cry when, you know, you can
I don't think
out,
so. Maybe, I think later on.
I think
the
we
stress
went through
of it
a little
all.
Phase.
Yeah, from just like the stress
sad.
Of it all. Yeah, but I initially, no, I actually remember driving away in silence, grinning.
You should probably edit that out. I mean, it's relieving sometimes.
Yeah, relief. I felt like a weight was lifted.
Whatever. It's not
but
bad.
That's just
it's
how I felt.
That's how you felt.
That's literally just how I felt.
You weren't sad. Yeah, you were fine. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Anyways, shall we move on?
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, next DM. Oh, but before we do, quick word from a sponsor. This is Owen's Mixers. Barstool and 4Play have teamed up with Owen's to create the perfect transfusion mix that delivers a crisp, refreshing flavor combination of real grape juice and ginger ale. This might have started as a golf course drink, but we are making it the drink of the summer. I wonder how it would taste with Pink Whitney. It's delicious and refreshing. It's the perfect summer drink. The Barstool Transfusion is our favorite cocktail mixer of the summer. Just add vodka. Simple as that. And you have a perfect transfusion. You know, I like the idea of, like, mixers like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish they weren't all caffeinated, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's a smart idea because, like, you can just make your own cocktails. Like, you know, when you're at a party and you're like, what can I mix with? And you
yeah,
make some
yeah, yeah.
weird drink that doesn't taste good, but you have to drink it because you made it. You don't want to waste it. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Owen's Transfusion Mix is made in the USA with real juice to create instantly delicious cocktails with perfect carbonation all summer long. It's available online in the Owen's site or on the Barstool store or in a store near you. So try it out. All right. We got a DM from a girl. And she said, how do you guys feel about OnlyFans? How would you feel if your boyfriend was subscribed to one? There's a lot
I really
here.
Was talking about this yesterday, about
really?
Just doing it.
I'm just saying, fuck
like,
it.
What's the point? Like, why not?
You know, I keep thinking about how I'd make a bajillion fucking dollars on OnlyFans because I can peel a banana with my feet.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go.
I would
go.
Make a billion dollars. I would
That's
be in the top
niche.
1% of mm-hmm. creators. Here's how I feel about OnlyFans generally is, like, I think it's awesome because bitches be making money. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, people are fucking pulling on OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice to normalize something that, like, almost, like, puts women... I mean, I want to say it's all women. Obviously, there are people who are not women, uh-huh. people who identify as women. Like, but I think it puts, like, the power back in the hands of women because it's mm-hmm. like, listen, like, I'll post nude, but you have to fucking pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
yeah.
not doing this shit for free, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's... I find that empowering. Like, if that's something you want to do, like, fucking go off. For me, it's like I'm not... I don't know that I'm totally... I would do it personally, but that's... It's not like a... Ew, that's gross. It's just, like, something where it's your personal comfort level. I mm-hmm. probably wouldn't be comfortable doing it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it's a good tool. Like, not tool. You know what I mean? I like the idea of the platform. And I don't know.
In theory.
In theory.
Proud of the people that do it. I just can't.
Yeah.
There's too many people that would beat my ass if I did it.
Yeah, you'd have to be like secret, no face.
Yeah.
I would
do it. That's an idea.
No face. Wait, we could team up. My feet, your boobs, we would be an unstoppable machine.
Yeah, together in one shot. Just a boob massage with feet.
Ew! But then people would be picturing it was like you doing that to yourself. How could you even do that? We would never explain. Also, my feet are so much whiter than your body.
The contrast.
Well, if you ever see that, just know it's not us.
It was not us.
The thing about OnlyFans is I feel like it's such like a... It's like, your boyfriend is watching porn. It's like, I watch... Like, it's not as big
yeah,
a deal.
Yeah, we talked about that once. It's like, you shouldn't really give a fuck about that. Like...
But with OnlyFans, sometimes it feels like more personal.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you're specifically choosing to pay someone who isn't me to see them naked. Like, yeah. That just, like, hurts... It would just hurt my feelings a little. I don't know that I would be like...
No, that would devastate me. I'll be honest. It really would... That would destroy me. Like, it's a little too personal, like, a little too intentional.
Like, yeah, it's not like you just wandered you. Over.
Yeah, it's not like a faceless, nameless, you know, like porn is. That's different, you know. That could
be
anyone.
It's a little more like, oh, this intentional. Specific person yeah. I think is super hot, and I want to see them naked, and it's guess what? It's not you.
Yeah, and I'm paying for it.
Yeah, I think it would hurt my feelings. I don't know if it would be, like, a breakupable offense. But I would certainly be like,
it's me or her. No, I think I would be like, it's me or her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a little too borderline, like I said, intentional. It's almost, I don't want to compare it to cheating, but it's the same idea as, like, going after a specific individual that's not me, rather than just, like, getting your...
rocks off.
Yeah, that's just different. I don't know, but
yeah, and I feel like there's almost like a personal relationship. Like, I haven't been on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I don't really even know what the interface looks like. Is there chat rooms? Like,
I don't know. I think you can pay for like private, maybe. I don't know, that might not be on there.
Like, if they post something, can the subscribers comment, like, and they interact like that? Or,
but I feel like it's kind of like following someone's like Instagram feed, where like you're having, even if you don't know them, you feel like you're having a conversation because like they'll caption it, and like you feel like you're part of their life and you're like in on what they're doing, which I think is what makes it a good and dynamic platform and like great for sex work and like what it is. But I also feel like that's what makes it a little more like leery, like where it's like, oh, I don't know if I want my boyfriend doing that. I mean, like, he can do it every once, I guess, but I think I would feel kind of sad.
Yeah, I would be sad. It would be like, especially what if she looks so different than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, what if it just, like, wasn't you in any way, shape, or form?
Right, if it was a girl that maybe, like, kind of had my vibe going on, I'd be like, that makes sense. You know, whatever, I get it. If it was someone who was so opposite of me, I think I would kind of just be like, wow, I'm really just not what you want.
So I just, like, don't do it for you at all.
And again, it's like with porn, like, sometimes you look at things that you wouldn't want in real life. But
I guess you have favorites, too.
Totally. Like, I have things where I'm like, this is so, I can't tell anybody that I watch this, but it works for me.
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't want it in real life in any way, shape, or form. But I don't know. I don't know. It's like kind of a new platform. So it's like a new thing to navigate. I feel like porn has been around since the dawn of time. Mm-hmm. But like specifically websites with like free pornography, like that's been a thing for long enough that I think we all kind of are like, okay, this is normalized in some way.
Yeah.
And I think like in 2 years we might all be like, yeah, whatever, like if my boyfriend subscribes to OnlyFans, it's not a big deal, I don't care, it doesn't hurt my feelings. But like right now it's kind of new-ish to like the mainstream, so like I don't
yeah
know
people don't
how
I've never
I would
heard
react.
Anyone that I know talk about it, like talk like about their fault, like who they follow and if they even do. Like, it's kind of like, I'm assuming some of my friends do, but
yeah,
I don't know about it because they don't really talk about it openly. Like, it's kind of like a closeted thing still. Maybe I would feel differently if I participate, like if I did it too, if I followed people, paid for subscribers or whatever, but it's just so foreign to me that it would, like, maybe that's why it's so uncomfortable, because I just don't understand.
Uh-oh.
Like, I don't, even know what the website looks like.
But I guess it's sort of similar to porn because you know that the women that are posting or whoever's posting, like, it's not like they're into your boyfriend. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's not like a two-way street.
It's not about her. It's like him. It's like, wait, why?
Yeah, there's so
you could
much
just buy me dinner. And, like, I'll do that.
The same
if you
thing
want.
Will happen.
Yeah. Yeah, the same outcome. Like, maybe even better.
I mean, if it'll make you feel better, you can Venmo me $25 and I'll send you a titty. Like,
yeah, like, we could pretend here. It's great.
But I don't know. Maybe it's an entirely different, like, reason for doing it. And, like, we just don't understand it yet because still it is kind of new to the mainstream.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't want to be, like, overly judgmental about something when I don't totally know about it yet. But
I don't care about it at all. I just, like, honestly would be hurt if my boyfriend was, like, an active user.
That would be weird.
It would hurt my feelings.
Yeah. If, like, we were all hanging out and Mike was like, yo, I subscribed to this girl on OnlyFans, I'd be like,
excuse
Kalani
me.
Is right there.
Like, yes, exactly.
So who knows? Who knows how we'll feel in a couple years? But right now, it's kind of like, I think I would be sad.
Yeah.
I think I would just, my brain would illogically be like, he doesn't want me.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Whether
we could
or not
do, maybe we could both follow and do it together and it could be like a couple experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Sure. I won't say I'm not curious.
Like, yeah, I am. I honestly genuinely am.
I've had friends who started like an OnlyFans and I've been like, should I just like buy it and see what's up here?
Just to support and see what's going on.
I have a friend who like has like a OnlyFans burner account and she buys all of our friends like OnlyFans just to see what they're posting. Which is so weird, by the way.
Okay, I'm on now because I want to see what's going on. Oh, I have to like log in and shit.
It's a whole thing.
No, it's not as easy as I thought. Well, people are doing other things, it seems.
Yeah. It seems.
Who knows? Maybe it'll grow
Maybe
into
it's like
something
Patreon.
Beyond porn. Yeah, I think it is Patreon, but a little sassy.
A little sassier, but I think
but
Patreon
also you
kind
could
of
do
started
other
that
things.
Way.
Oh,
I think
really?
I think everything kind of starts with sex. I mean, Snapchat did. And then eventually people are like, oh, we can use this for other things that aren't sex. But the human brain is like, you know
sex.
What we should do? Speaking of sex, I had a friend who, this is not OnlyFans related at all. I was just thinking about this. My friend hooked up with this guy recently and they've been kind of hooking up through quarantine and they're not dating. It's not like an official thing. They just hang out all the time. And recently they were a little drunk and he was really drunk and he told her that he loved her. He was like, I love you. I love hanging out with you. You're the coolest, you know? And I was thinking about how the first time Mike said I love you to you, it was like the same situation and you were so mad.
I was so mad.
Livid.
Ugh. I still get pissed about it.
I know.
What did she say?
Well, she was like, I don't know what to do. Like, this is so awkward. We're in person right now and I don't know what to do. And in my head, I was thinking about that and I was like, I would be fucking pissed. But I don't want to tell her to be pissed because she doesn't seem pissed yet. So I don't want to be like, you should be mad. And then she like gets in a fight with him, you know? So I was like, it's so weird. I didn't
just
say anything.
He just didn't bring it up in the morning.
No.
Oh my god, like, really?
And they're like not dating and like she's like, why aren't we, you know, she's like, I think they just need to have the talk, but like that is like my nightmare. Like if a guy was just like, I love you and then never brought it up again, I'd be like,
no, what? Yeah, it's we're that's
done.
Not great. I remember when Mike did it, he told me, he was like, I just love you so much, like I'm in love with you. And then I was like, you're drunk, and he was like, fuck you, Alana. Like, the most violent fuck
like,
you
so
I've ever heard. Yeah.
Aw, because he probably never said that before.
Yeah. And then in the morning, he just said, all he said was, I meant what I said. And then we didn't talk about it, really.
And
I just pretend.
Mad,
remember, I just pretend like it didn't happen and then it didn't get brought up for like a month. And then we were at a wedding and he was once again wasted and was like, I know I'm fucked up.
Because he didn't want you to say it again.
Yeah, but I was planning on actually saying that for real tonight, and I want you to know that, but I also am fucked up, but there's no correlation between the two.
correlation, not causation.
None.
Nothing so on the graph. You know,
there was intent here, but it's happening whilst blacked out.
He was afraid that you were going to say you're really drunk again.
Yeah. But then after that, it was like we pretended like it was like the real thing. But yeah, that sucks. I relate to her. Yeah. There's something special about that. And like you, it is a very special moment. And it sucks when it gets like tainted.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was a guy who did it to me, but he was so blacked out, like pee the bed blacked out. Like, what was it? We were on the beach and he was like passed out in the sand. I had to pour water on him and smack him so he woke up because I thought he was dead. And he was like, I love you. Like, you're really, I love you so much, Ellie. And I was like, shut up. I hate you. I was so mad.
I want to stomp on your throat.
I want you dead right now. I wish you were dead right now.
It also sucks when you know they mean it. Like, deep down, like, they...
Yeah.
But, like, you fucking blew it. Like, why'd you have to do that now? Like...
Oh.
Because now never, I'm mad.
I'm mad. And he never, ever spoke about it again for 2 years. It never, never even was like, I tolerate you. You're fine. Like, never even said I like you. Like, 2 years. And then was like, yeah, like, remember when I said that? Like, I fucking meant it. I'm like...
Fuck you.
Oh, God, that guy sucked. That guy sucked. Mm. Remember that segment?
Love that.
Anyways, let's do this. Let's do a word from a sponsor. Let's do our fuck, marry, kills, and then do our honey giveaway.
Okay,
so this is a new sponsor, Thrive Market. A few weeks back, I became a Thrive Market member. They're delivering organic and sustainable groceries right to my door. Once you try Thrive Market, you'll love it as much as I do, and here's why. As a proud Thrive Market member, I get the products I love, and my paid membership provides a free one for someone in need, like a low-income family, teacher, veteran, or first responder. That's awesome. Thrive Market tailors to over 70 different diets and values, like paleo, keto, plant-based, etc., and it delivers the highest quality organic and sustainable essentials from groceries, healthy snacks, meat and seafood, clean wines, non-toxic cleaning, and bath and body. Which I love. As a member, I'm saving 25 to 50% off traditional retail prices, and their carbon neutral shipping is free on orders over $49. If you care about the environment, which we all should, I think this is a great investment if you're the kind of person who gets like groceries delivered, which I do because I live in New York and I don't like to go to the grocery store. And it's a better alternative to something like Amazon Fresh, which like Amazon has a lot of unethical business practices. The savings I get on my favorite clean organic products are amazing, but I also feel good about helping to support communities in need. In addition to membership matching, Thrive Market has raised over $750,000 to date through their COVID-19 relief fund. I'm a proud Thrive Market member. You will be too. Try it risk-free. Go to thrivemarket.com/Ellie, join today, and you'll get up to $20 in shopping credit toward your first order. That is thrivemarket.com/Ellie to start your risk-free membership and get up to $20 toward your first order. thrivemarket.com/Ellie. Okay, let's do these fuck, marry, kills. I fucking hope you guys have seen Game of Thrones. Otherwise, this will not be good for you. But these are really funny. Okay. Robb Stark, Jon Snow, Dario Naharis. Do you remember Dario?
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one or the second one? Remember there was two? Like, the actors changed. The first one was
the
more handsome.
The second one.
Yeah, let's do him, even though he was the least
longer.
Handsome one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to remember how I felt before Robb Stark died.
He's so hot.
Yeah.
I love him.
He
actually,
was, like,
you know
my
what?
Favorite.
This thing is, I would marry Robb Stark because he just would provide for you, you know? He would treat you right, like a lady.
Yeah. He was so good to his wife, like, yeah, I definitely marry Robb Stark.
And he was going to be king of the North until he got killed. No spoilers. honestly, Jon Snow's annoying as fuck. Like, he's, like, he's hot. And that scene where he was, like, boning Daenerys and you saw his butt, we were all like, oh, shit! However...
He's kind of a little bitch.
He's broody and annoying. And he's like, I don't know. I don't want to be anything. Send me to the North. And it's like, oh, my God, dude. Like, you had
never
everything.
Get over that. Yeah.
You had every... I mean, he did do the damn thing in the end there. You know what? I think I'm ready to rewatch Game of Thrones. Maybe the ending won't be as bad the second
No, it will
time
be. It definitely will be.
I don't
I'm
know.
I'm going to kill Jon.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Jon and fuck Dario Naharis.
Yeah, because he definitely has more experience.
Yes, and he has
We kind of know John, what John's been through, and it's like, what, twice ever? He probably sucked.
Oh my God, you're right. He hooked up with Ygritte, and then he hooked up with Daenerys, and I think that's it.
Yeah, and Dario's like been around.
Years. Dario knows what the fuck is up.
Yeah, yeah.
Dario's not afraid to give you what you need.
No,
you
know? He knows. He's been to many countries. Like, he's been around.
He's been around the block.
That's a no-brainer.
Okay, next. Khal Drogo, Tormund Giantsbane, and Bronn.
Ew, I hate Bronn.
You do? Unpopular opinion. I love Bronn.
Sexually?
Maybe would no. I think I would maybe marry him because you know that he would provide for you because he's like shady. You know, like he would have money.
Yeah, it's true.
I would say I would marry Bronn. Fuck Khal Drogo. Kill Tormund. Even though I love Tormund, I love him.
I think I'm gonna marry Tormund.
That's a good choice.
Kill Bronn. Fuck Khal Drogo.
But the thing is, if you marry Tormund, you would have to live in the North. You would have.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But maybe he would come south for me.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. You'd have to live by Winterfell, though. Like, you'd be up there, you know? With the free folk. Okay. Jaqen, Gendry, Podrick. Jaqen, he's the faceless man or what mm-hmm. guy?
Yeah.
He's kind of hot, but he's not
Gendry?
Gendry? Gendry? I don't remember.
I don't even remember how to say his name.
I don't either. He fucked Arya. Don't want to get in the way of that one. Although he proposed to her, remember? And then she was like, nah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Love that for her. Podrick. Well, Podrick is apparently, he's got the goods. Remember?
Oh, I forgot. But he's like a, so I, yeah, definitely like just fuck Podrick.
Because he's a Podrick. Weenie.
He's a weenie.
I mean, I feel like Gendry? He's very noble. I think he'd make a good husband. Because you don't know what the fuck... Like,
wait, who was the first? I can't even
Jaqen
remember.
Jaqen H'ghar.
Oh, that guy's just weird. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, I don't want to, like, be in a relationship with him.
No,
like,
I want him to teach
me the ways of the faceless men. Like,
yeah.
Kill. So kill him. Yeah, totally. Okay, and the last one is hard.
Oh, really?
Ramsay Bolton, Joffrey Lannister, Littlefinger, can't kill them all. I think he... Oh, God.
Kill Joffrey instantly.
I don't know. Kill Ramsay. He was way worse than Joffrey.
Yeah, but kind of sassy.
Alana!
Quick, remember his relationship with that girl? Like, they had something going
you
there.
Know what?
It could be interesting, like...
They did have some times. Okay, you're right. Fuck Ramsay Bolton and then kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But kill Joffrey for sure. Marry Littlefinger. I mean, he would provide for you because he's shady.
Yeah, you know? I think he'd be on my side, hopefully.
We would have to be a team. Like, you would mm-hmm. have to be willing to do some shady shit, you know?
Yeah, you might have to become as shady as him to make it
Which
work.
Which I think I'd be okay with. Like, yeah. That would be different for me. I think it'd be like a little adventure.
Yeah, you know? Like, you'd have to have a plot ready for if you found out that he was going to betray you.
You'd have to be one step ahead of him.
Yeah. I think I'd be good at that, so I'd marry him.
Okay. All right. I'm glad that we're on the same page with most of these.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do our honey giveaway. Let me pull these up. So this was worst vacation stories to get a pair of designer sunglasses and a pair of Birkenstocks. Pretty good giveaway. This is kind of gross. This is from Misha90. Her name is Double Cheeked Up on Twitter. She said, okay, this is the summer before junior year of high school. So wait, you're 16. Yeah. So she said, I went to Italy for a month for Girl Scouts. It was my first time leaving the country. I didn't know to study or learn about the country before to understand the culture. At this point, we're in Italy and we met up with the Boy Scouts that were doing this trip with us. We were on a train for a few hours and then the train goes inside of a ferry. And before we got off, I was like, hey, I'm going to use the bathroom real quick. So I used the train bathroom and take a dump. I looked at the flush, no flush. So I assumed it all landed in a tank. I walk out of the train and what do you see? My poop on the ferry floor. How was I supposed to know in Italy you go potty when the train is moving? I was so embarrassed and the ferry workers already had shovels ready.
Oh my God. Wait, what?
Wait, like, was it supposed to go in the ocean? I don't understand. Like,
wait, that literally seems like a nightmare. Like, not something that really happened. Like, a
right,
really specific
like you wake
nightmare.
Up and you're like, thank God.
Holy shit. That's traumatizing.
That is really traumatizing.
Did everyone see?
I'm assuming everyone
her
saw.
Her friends and stuff? Oh, my God. Fragile age, too. Such a fragile age.
16? That
you never get over that. You never get over that.
Okay, this is from Deanna at Diener on Twitter. Okay, I was on vacation with my ex and his family when he broke up with me, went through my phone while I was sleeping, refused to talk about it, then drove me home and played sad boy emo music, sleeping with sirens, Mayday Parade, etc. for 4 hours. That's just like something you just don't want to be a part of.
Jeez, I've been in a situation like that.
Yeah,
like having a vacation booked and like getting in a huge, like, I cheated on you fight like 2 weeks before and having to go still.
Okay, this is the last one. This is from Julia Berdulis at Julia Berdulis on Twitter. She said, when I was 12, my family went to Disney World, and on our last day, my parents sat us down. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. It's not funny. My parents sat us down and told us that our four-month-old puppy back home had gotten sick just after we left and had died the night before. We had no idea anything had been wrong with her, so we were totally shocked. My siblings and I sobbed all night in the hotel. We still had 1 day of Disney World tickets left, and those are so expensive, so we still went. I just have memories of me and my four younger siblings breaking out into tears around the park, most notably on It's a Small World. Talk about childhood trauma.
The fact that this happened at Disney World is so funny.
It's not funny. I don't know why I'm, like, in tears right now. Like, it's not funny that their dog died, but, like, imagining, like, small children sobbing at Disney World.
That's so funny. I'm sorry.
That's really funny. It's drama. I think
I'm going to have to go with poop. I'm going to have to go with poop girl. Yeah.
It's hard to beat poop girl. I mean, we never – the fact that we're calling her poop girl, that just tells you how traumatizing it was.
Especially being in another country. That's the kicker. Yeah. That's the kicker. Not knowing what the fuck is going on.
People are talking shit about you in Italian. You don't know what's going on.
I mean, imagine, like, even you don't even, like, when someone goes into the bathroom after you. This is everyone saw your poo floating. Oh, my God. Stop.
Oh, God. It's like that story about the girl who was on a date and she pooped and she couldn't, it wouldn't flush. So she picked up the poop and rolled it in toilet paper and put it in her purse.
That's a nightmare. That's why you always have to check the flusher first.
I think about it every time. As I've never pooped at another person's house in my life. I'm so scared. I'm just terrified it would be the one time in my life that I, like, clog the toilet.
I bet this girl still hasn't gone in public.
Oh, never again. Never again. You can't. You're done.
Holy shit.
Oh, God. All right. You know what? We'll give it to Poop Girl. Poop Girl. So sorry for calling you Poop
Girl.
Sorry,
Poop Girl.
Sorry, Poop Girl. Wait, I can't find it now. I was trying to find it. I don't know what her name is. What did I fucking say? Sorry. Oh, well, congratulations, Double Cheeked Up, at Misha90, M-E-S-H-A-90. Congratulations, you're the winner of our honey giveaway. DM us on Twitter, and we will work that out for you. Congratulations to Poop Girl.
Shout out, Poop Girl.
Shout out, Poop Girl. All right. Well, I think that's all that we have for today. We can do playlist if you have any songs that you just like right now. That's what I did last week, just songs that I was listening
to that I like.
Oh, I put a song as my candle song last night. That was, like, really cute. I really, really like it. I've been looking for, like, songs that make me want to fall in love, you know? It's this song, Like No One Does, by Jake Scott. I mean, it's just, like, saying, oh, like, I'm never gonna, I really enjoy the fact that I know you the way that no one else does. Like, I know all these stupid small things about you, and I'm like, nice, you know,
that's cute. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, I have one song like that. It's called Honeybee by The Head and the Heart.
Oh, it's cute. It's really The Head and the Heart fucks me up, though.
Yeah, they just know what's going on. But honestly, I've just been listening to this playlist.
It's a
like I've just been listening to this playlist, like, and
it's actually just good.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, I feel like the people around me are also becoming more and more in my, like, real life, just being more and more invested in it. Like, One of my friends was like, it's never the song that you would search for, but it's a song, it's always a song you needed.
Hear. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was listening to it. And I was like, every song that's coming up, I'm just like, this fucks. This is doing it for me.
You know? Rarely skip because you just go with it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I would feel these vibes. Head and the Heart, Rivers and Roads is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Before I moved to New York, it's the song that I listened to like on fucking repeat.
That's a little my too spot on.
My family lives in a different state. Yeah. I would sob in my car.
It's so funny when lyrics are so just like statements like that, but they just hit so hard. Like, you're that's literally just a statement. Like,
or have you ever been listening? You ever been listening to a song and a lyric comes up that's like so, like, too specific to your life where you're like what's it? You're like scared. There's like, oh God. Taylor Swift wrote this song. I don't know if it was ever on an, it was never on an album. It was like one of her like unreleased, like, original songs. It's called I'd Lie. Like, no one's ever heard this song. But I remember that I was listening to the song because I was listening to all her, like, unreleased. And it was at the time I was in high school. I was in love with this boy. And she's singing and whatever. And she says, like, see, like, I know that your birthday is January 17th. And I was like, that's his birthday! Like, I was fucked up over it. I was like, she's listening to
me. She listens.
She knows. Like... I guess those are our two songs. Kind of a lame playlist this week. Mm. But I gave, listen, I gave four bangers last week, so you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. I think that's about all that we have for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you so much. We have deep, sorry, I just hiccuped up. We have deep love for you. Mm-hmm. We hope that you are having a good summer. Having a kick-ass summer. Like, if we had, like, a year
trying back. To figure it out, you know.
Yeah. Hags. Hags. Hackus. I really hope that you are having a good one. That you're healthy and you're safe. That your families are healthy and safe. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so, so, so much. As always, feel free to send any questions, comments, thoughts, feelings, concerns. Would you rather fuck, marry, kills, fuck, marry, krills? Whatever it is that you want us to know about, think about, talk about. We're here for you. First and foremost, we're here for you. It's the only reason that we do this. So, as always, have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we hope it's a good one. And we will catch you on the next one.
What would a fuck, marry, krill even, like, constitute?
I love myself, I wanna see it. When I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like what I'm wearing, well, you're only bothered cause you're staring. And you'll never talk me into caring. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. I'ma do just what I want in the regular. And it's really scared of it. Shame on me, baby. I ain't gonna change. Shame, shame, shame.